everyone. This is a wonderful lesson for the young and old. This is called a set of resurrection eggs, and this is going to walk us through Holy Week. So parents, grandparents, you can make these at home. Students, you can make these at home because it's very important that we not skip from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday. We need to live each day of this week. So in our first egg, we have palms. This is a very easy symbol for us today because it is Palm Sunday, and it reminds us when Jesus entered Jerusalem on a colt. The second egg contains a piece of bread. Communion, where the Lord shared the Last Supper with his disciples. The next egg contains three coins. Judas betrayed Jesus and was paid 30 pieces of silver. The next egg contains a piece of yarn. This symbolizes a big, strong rope that they used to flog Jesus or beat him. This next egg contains some feathers. This reminds us of a rooster that crowed three times and Peter denied Jesus. The next egg contains, can you see it? It's a thorn. Exactly, referencing the thorn of crowns that was put on Jesus's head. Our next egg contains one nail. Exactly, he was nailed to the cross. Our next egg contains a cross to remind us of the cross where Jesus died for us. The next egg smells like vinegar. When Jesus was hanging on the cross and he was thirsty, they put a sponge full of vinegar up to his mouth to let him suck on that. Jesse, will you open that egg? It opens sideways for me. I can't get it with, yeah, I might go over. So this egg contains some cloves to remind us that when Jesus was buried, they used cloves to preserve his body, almost like a mummy. And our last egg for today contains a stone, because Jesus was put in the tomb and the stone was rolled over the opening of the tomb. So, like I said in the beginning, it's very important for us to remember all the things that Jesus went through this week for us. And today is called Palm Sunday, but it's also referred to as the Passion, because we can't jump from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday without remembering the Passion and everything that Jesus went through for us. And I learned in studying about Passion Sunday, because when I was growing up, I never heard that term, Passion Sunday. So I looked it up, and passion comes from the Latin word patti or patti, which means to endure or to suffer. So we can't skip over the fact that Jesus, what he endured for us and what he suffered for us. So while we all look forward to Easter, let's remember and let's do devotionals this week that remind us of everything that Jesus had to get through, or that everything that he went through in order for us to celebrate Easter. Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the joy of Easter, but we thank you for all that you went through for us. Help us to remember all that you endured and all that you suffered for us, and then celebrate the joy of your resurrection. It's in your precious Son's name we pray. Amen.